Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to really getting up to speed. Today, we're jumping into something pretty crucial. The top Java technology trends shaping things for, well, 2025 and beyond. You know, Java's been around for, what, over two decades? It's incredible. But it's not just sticking around, it's constantly changing, adapting. So our mission today is basically to cut through the noise and give you the core insights on where Java's actually heading.
Exactly. And that adaptability, that's really Java's strength, isn't it? For you, whether you're a developer or leading a team, keeping tabs on these trends isn't like just academic. It's more like having radar. It helps make sure your projects, your whole strategy, is pointed in the right direction. Future-proofing, really.
Okay, good point. So let's unpack this list. What are the big things Java folks need on their radar for the next few years?
We should probably start with something foundational, I think, like DevOps. Yeah, DevOps is a great place to start. It's fascinating because it's really matured. You know, it's not just a buzzword anymore. It's become, well, absolutely necessary if you want to compete. Java teams need that seamless flow between development and operations for faster, more reliable delivery.
Faster delivery, yeah.
The numbers back it up, too. Something like, what, 77% of organizations are using DevOps now? And almost half say they're releasing software way more often because of it.
Wow, 77%. That's huge. A real acceleration.
And Java, with its whole ecosystem, seems perfectly set up for this, right? We're talking CI/CD pipelines, maybe using GitLab, CI/CD, and containers, Docker, Kubernetes for orchestration.
Absolutely. All of that. And don't forget automated testing with things like JUnit. It's not just about speed, it's quality too.
Right. Quality is key.
And underpinning a lot of that collaboration is Git. Now, Git's obviously fundamental, but for Java teams in 2025, it's about using it smartly. Advanced workflows, there's a reason it powers like 90% of projects globally.
90%. Yeah. Its distributed nature lets Java devs keep a clean history, track everything, and just collaborate better on complex stuff without tripping over each other.
Totally indispensable. Okay, shifting gears a bit. AI, artificial intelligence, Java's known for being stable, enterprise-y. How does it fit into the super dynamic world of AI?
That's a really interesting angle. So Python often gets the spotlight for research, sure. But the key insight for Java, it's becoming incredibly strong for actually deploying AI, for integrating those models into the big, reliable back-end systems businesses run on.
Okay, so less about the lab, more about production.
Exactly. Java engineers have some powerful tools now. Libraries like Deep Learning 4J for neural nets, or the Deep Java library, which works with TensorFlow, PyTorch, the big players. So Java makes sure those AI apps aren't just clever, but also stable and scalable when they hit the real world.
That definitely gives Java a solid role in making AI practical. And speaking of practical and scalable, serverless architecture, that's booming, right? Why is that such a big deal for Java developers?
Precisely. Serverless is transformative because it takes away a massive headache managing servers. You just focus on writing the Java code. The platform deals with all the scaling, the operations behind the scenes. It's super appealing for cost-effective, event-driven stuff.
Makes sense. Less overhead.
Yeah, and the market's huge. Expected to hit over $21 billion by 2026. You've got AWS Lambda, Azure Functions, and Java-specific things like Spring Cloud Function, making it pretty standard now.
Which kind of leads us straight into cloud computing overall, doesn't it? Java and the cloud seem inseparable now.
Oh, completely. AWS, Google Cloud, Azure, they all have really strong Java support. And Spring Boot, especially, is just dominant for building those nimble microservices that work so well in cloud-native apps.
Right. Spring Boot is everywhere. And what about remote work? That's still huge. How does Java play into remote access solutions?
Good question. With, what, over 70% of companies using hybrid or remote models, it's essential. Java's strengths here are its cross-platform nature, write once, run anywhere still matters, and its strong security features. That makes it a really good fit for building secure, high-performance apps like video conferencing tools or VPNs, often using frameworks like Spring, again.
Okay, so Java's strong on the back end, in the cloud, and even for remote tools. What about the developer experience itself? IDEs. IntelliJ IDEA has been the leader for a while, but I hear VS Code is gaining fast.
It is, yeah. VS Code is making serious inroads. Its flexibility, the huge plug-in ecosystem.
Right.
It offers a really lightweight but powerful alternative. It integrates really well with cloud services, with containers. Huh? It just feels agile. Its growing popularity suggests developers want tools that are adaptable, helping them deliver Java apps faster.
Interesting shift. And we can't really talk Java trends without mentioning the Spring framework itself, can we?
Absolutely not. Spring is still at the heart of so much enterprise Java. It just keeps evolving, supporting microservices, serverless, cloud-native features. It stays relevant. Spring Boot, Spring Cloud, they remain critical.
Okay, last area then, mobile. Java has a long history with Android, obviously, but Kotlin seems to be the new favorite.
Yes, that's a significant trend. Android still dominates the mobile OS market, like 72% globally. Huge. But within Android development, Kotlin has really taken hold. Its syntax is more concise, it has better safety features, null safety. Developers tend to like it.
So safer code, maybe faster development?
Potentially, yeah. And Kotlin multi-platform adds cross-platform appeal too.
Yeah.
The numbers are telling. Over 70% of professional Android devs are reportedly choosing Kotlin for new projects now. That's a big shift anyone in the Java world should be aware of.
Yes. Okay, so let's just quickly recap. The Java ecosystem is clearly buzzing. We've got DevOps bringing agility, AI finding its production footing in Java, serverless change in deployment.
The cloud being central, remote work driving specific needs, shifts in IDE preferences.
Right, and Spring staying essential while Kotlin rises in mobile. These trends are really shaping Java's path forward.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is seeing how they all connect. You know, DevOps practices enable faster cloud deployments. Serverless leverages the cloud. Kotlin can run on the JVM. It all weaves together. Staying updated on these isn't just about knowing individual facts. It's like using litmus paper, you could say. It helps you gauge the market's direction and adjust your own skills or projects to match. It makes the development landscape more efficient, more powerful for you.
That's a great way to put it, a litmus test for the future of Java. So thinking about all this evolution, here's something for you, our listener, to ponder. As Java keeps adapting and honestly surprising us, what new challenges or maybe exciting opportunities do you see these trends opening up? For your own projects, maybe your learning path, lots to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.